eyewitnesses, including parents, who say they were at the school attending mass when they say that the gunman just burst in with some kind of semi-automatic weapon and began spraying bullets, hitting the stained glass and firing everywhere, seemingly at random. According to at least one eyewitness, there may have been 50 to 100 shots. We know from multiple law enforcement sources there are at least two people dead and more than a dozen injured. These numbers may fluctuate. They are preliminary and subject to change. But according to eyewitness accounts we're now hearing, the mass was underway at the school. Parents were there in addition to children. And so we now have more than a dozen injured. And sadly, Kira, at least two people dead.
All right. Let's bring in our Chief Justice Correspondent, Pierre Thomas, now. Pierre, what more are you learning as we get this information from Aaron, these eyewitnesses saying that the gunman apparently stormed mass opening fire, sources telling us at least two people dead, at least 12 injured, Aaron telling us the same thing. Now the FBI on the scene. What more do we know?
Well, Kira, I'm going to read from some guidance I've gotten from a very senior law enforcement official. The person notes that this information is very fluid, but I'm going to read you what was sent to me. At approximately 8:30 local time, a male suspect entered Annunciation Church while school was in session and began shooting. Victim count is still being developed. And the situation is being cleared in terms of buildings. The suspect was found and has been located and is contained according to this information. That the information is still fluid and the scene is ongoing and being secured. Kira, it's clear to me based on this information that you had a completely horrific scenario where an active school, parents, children being brought to the facility, and this takes place at about 8:30 local time, according to this bulletin that I'm reviewing sent to me by a source. Again, the horrific situation unfolding yet again for those most vulnerable in our country, the children.
Pierre, thank you. Once again, if you are just tuning in, Governor Tim Walz saying that he has been briefed on this shooting at Annunciation Catholic School. The President of the United States also monitoring this shooting in Minneapolis. You have all agencies on the scene, from the ATF to the FBI to the police department. We are getting word possibly the gunman is dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least two people reported dead, at least 12 injuries. We will continue to follow this story for you. Our coverage will continue on ABC News Live as well.